is there opportunities that you think that you could really, you and the front line could really disrupt a little bit of the offense?
You know, I mean, that's obviously the goal, but we can find those opportunities in anybody. But when it comes time to play, and that's a whole other ballgame, you got to get out there and make things happen. So.
Brandon, it seems like you have a knack for this. When you come in, get your arms up, and you're able to get in passing lanes. I mean, you don't see a lot of guys do that.
Is that a sign of a guy who's not a very good pass rusher, so he gets his hands up? I mean, I'll take that one. But
that's I mean, it was effective. you got three pass deflections, and you caused the one turnover there. Just talk about that play that you got to and things picked up.
Yeah, like I mentioned, it's a lot easier to get things done up front when you got coverage like you do behind us. You know, the guys behind us were holding things back. I was able to get a second push, and so was a lot of other people on the D-line able to get a second push because of the good coverage that we had behind us.
You were also making you had a few tackles along the sideline, I saw. So, I mean, you know, you're not just on the line, straight up, hands up. I mean, you have a pretty well-rounded game. Do you think you get enough credit for that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, this is my first game playing this year, so we're expected to make things happen when we get an opportunity. And like I mentioned, when you have the guys next to you, you don't have to worry about taking care of anybody else's job. You can just focus on what you have to do, and good things will happen when you do that.